I'm not sure what happened.
It did die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just sent you a text message. I was going straight to voicemail, so I thought maybe your phone died. So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I do see here that your website is under construction. So what exactly do you need us to do to your website? You just want us to maintain it or?
Well, since it's in the package, I just would like you guys to build it and maintain it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we can do that, right? But I would need to check, just, you know, cause I want to get you exactly the correct information. So hold on 1 second.
Yeah. I mean, if you got a check, I mean, you know, I don't expect you to know like everything about that cause that's your back team, but,
Well, so I just have never had anybody ask me if they have their own domain, you know, how that would work if they end up canceling it. Okay, hold on 1 second. So, who's the domain through? Is it Wix?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
It might be Wix. It's WordPress or something. It's what we were using to build it.
Okay. Okay, so my technician, she said, we can do that, just not through Wix. You just need to give us access. So, I let her know it's through WordPress. I'm just asking about the cancellation. Hold on.
I can call, get on the phone with somebody right now and ask her
about what exactly? Like getting in the domain or? Hello?
Vernon.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, you kind of cut out.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
So Sarah knows kind of like what we built the website out of because Sarah, what's going on is the domain name we already have, right? So they don't need to build the domain name. Or I already have to build the domain name. So they need to know who the domain name is by. Is it by Wix or who was it?
So everything right now is being housed in WordPress.
WordPress, okay.
Yep. So we did, originally we purchased the domain name through Zen Business, which was kind of the online, you know, startup for everything. Mm-hmm. And then all we did was transfer the hosting over to WordPress.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. That's great. So, yeah, Vernon, so they said if you own the domain name and for some reason if you cancel, which you won't, then you won't have to pay that. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that would be included for us to host and, you know, manage and build your website from that domain name. You just need to give us access to it. So that's the only thing.
Okay. How do I do that?
Well, so the technicians will be able to walk you through getting access. I'm not sure. Sarah, are you do you work for the company or?
Nope. She just
helped me out.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And
I just
happen to work in digital marketing myself. So
okay.
We do a lot of this at the company that I'm at now.
Okay. Okay.
So basically all you'll do, Sunny, is you'll just log in to WordPress using that information and then You'll remember when we pulled the code off of Zen Business. Basically, you can give them access to log in to WordPress just as if it were you, and they'll be able to extract all that data on the back end.
Yeah,
and like, because your logo is also stored in WordPress right now and everything else, so they should be able to just pull all of that out of the site. So you just give them your user, the engineers, your username and password.
Okay. Do you remember the username? I know the password.
It was your email, your Gmail, vmillaway3.
Okay, it was that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It should all be stored in, like, it automatically populates when you log into WordPress, because I saved all those logins for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, so do you guys also do the setup of the Google My Business page?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we do all of that. So we're an SEO company. So that's, we were just walking through that right now.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. So, Vernon, are we ready to get you finished setting up then?
Yeah. Sarah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Let me know if you need anything else.
I will.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Well, she sounds super nice. That was helpful. So that's good to know. So let's continue doing this then. So the next thing I'm going to do is walk you through the voice verification, Vernon. So what this is it's just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So it's just a service outline agreement and is an added form of protection for you. Okay, so, and then again, like I told you, we're going to send you a written invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, Vernon, if you have any questions or need me to clarify, just say, hey, Jesse, I don't get that. What does that mean? And I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
True Pride Homes.
Please state your name and title within the business.
True Pride Homes, Vernon Millaway, the owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
So to get results as fast as possible, Vernon, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. So when the 2-month term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on each month of the 22nd in the amount of $299. Okay? So you may discontinue your agreement, though, at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges from your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
So, Vernon, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you then is you should have received a couple of text messages right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of them is going to be the it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and press on that link for me.
Okay.
So will be your invoice and everything in writing, okay? So go ahead and scroll mm-hmm. down to the bottom of that where it has a little white box that says, I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Click.
Okay, yeah, click that. And then go ahead and right below it where it says your name, put it in just how it's inputted, where it says sign.
Okay.
And then press confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay, so did it bring you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and bookmark that, Vernon. That's going to be your reporting dashboard and analytics system. So you'll get the login credentials for that within 1 to 3 business days, okay? So the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you is set up your client interview. So let's see what I have available. Hold on. So I have, are you available tomorrow? Let's see. So I have 12 o'clock. Would that work?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Let me get you in for that time before somebody else takes it. All right. So are you doing any jobs today?
No. The next 3 days I'll kind of be off, and I pulled some money out of my stock market, which I hate doing, but it was my will to make a bunch of money on the stock market when COVID hit. Everything crashed, and I put a bunch of money in there and made a whole bunch of money, and now I got to let it go.
Oh, what'd you put stock in?
I put stock in Apple, Microsoft, and some 5G networks and stuff like that because the new 5G phones were coming out. And Microsoft and Apple were way, way down, and I made triple the money.
Nice.
So I got really lucky. And then, you know, like Zoom and stuff like that really took off, and Lululemon. And then I did some cryptocurrency, which I made probably like $5,000 off of that. It's just really, it's all internet. All you got to do is Google all this stuff. Like, you can find everything you need out.
So what?
Like, you don't even have to have, like.
What crypto did you put into? I'm just curious.
Well, I put in Shibu Inu.
Okay. And you got a pretty good return on that?
Oh, I got a big old return on that, because that sucker, I put money in that when it was like 0.00013, and it shot up to all the way to 7, 0.00070. So that was a big profit right there. But, you know, that was just play money, which I wish I would have stashed away, right? Because
right.
For times like this, but it's okay.
Well, that's, you know, so I just recently talked to this guy. He was somewhere, I don't know, somewhere on the East Coast, or, you know, somewhere in the South. And he was just so adamant about XRP. Like, this guy was just like, you need to get XRP. It's what's going, the government is going to be using it. You know, I mean, and I don't know. I mean, he got me really into it. I think I might actually try investing in XRP crypto. You know,
XRP?
Yeah, I was using Bitcoin when it was like $50 a Bitcoin, and then it shot up to like $20,000. I was so disappointed. I didn't even buy one Bitcoin. I could have been so rich.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, and I don't know, you probably watched the Super Bowl, right? I mean, they were just pushing crypto and the metaverse and all the commercials during the Super Bowl. I mean, it was crazy. Well, I mean, it's going somewhere, for sure.
So. Yeah, the only thing is they're going to try to tax crypto. The problem is a lot of these kids make this crypto, right? So they don't have, like, all the pieces to the puzzle. So it's really hard, because a lot of these cryptos will crash. And crypto was originally built around building your own business. So,
right.
You know, instead of having investors and them having control over everything, your business, you have now cryptocurrency, which is your own investor, right?
So now you have an investor in your company through an app, you know, through cryptocurrency. And that's kind of why it was built. And, you know, it's a great strategy, great idea to build a business off of if you know how to make it. And it goes to good use, you know, it's just getting, investor people to put their money in there, you know, and then right. like you pull coins and stuff like that when you need the money to invest into a per se, like an urgent care or something, right? If
right,
you want to build
right.
one.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I think I might invest. You know, my dad is so about investing. He just, got a bunch of stock in this battery. It's like this battery that can operate a bunch of things like medical equipment. And, you know, it's like the size of, I don't know, a penny or like really, it's just really tiny battery. And, you know, it can yeah. power all of these things. And he put a bunch of money into this stock, but it's, you know, it's kind of like his gamble stock. You know, I mean, it might go somewhere. It
yeah.
might not, you know, you never know.
Stock is high.
Yeah,
high,
right.
Yeah.
Risk. Gambling, yeah, totally. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if it's as high.
It's like a legal. It's like it's just another form of gambling, to be honest.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. I can see that for sure. So, all right. Well, so Vernon, I have you all set up for everything. Did you have any other questions though at all about the program at all or?
No, I just if I have any questions, I'll call. Do you know what stock that was he invested in?
Oh, the battery one?
Yeah.
You know what? He's in Ireland right now, actually. I can ask him.
Yeah.
He might answer, may not. Let me ask.
Because I got my notes up. I wouldn't mind investing in...
Yeah, he actually just went on a trip to Ireland, Scotland, and England. You know, he took like one of those like... I don't know,
yeah.
You go with a bunch of people type of thing and, you know, travel the area. So he might not even be, he might be just busy right now, but you know what I'll do? I'll go ahead and when I find it out, I'll text you. Okay. So I'll text you what it is. So yeah, just expect a text from me.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right, Vernon. Well, hey, I really do appreciate it. And again, you do have my extension and phone number. So, you know, if you have any questions for me personally, go ahead and ask, but your account management team will be great and they'll be able to help you out with everything. So again, they're going to call you from, 12 to 1 tomorrow. So it's an hour slot, but it's not going to take an hour. It's just, we allow that slot in case anything, you know, they're finishing up with anything before you. But expect a number from an 877 number, okay? So it'll be 877-635-6225, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, all right. I do appreciate it, Vernon.
No problem.
Have a great rest of your day, all right?
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.